This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Governor Eric Holcomb and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation are set to unveil the recipients of grant funding from the second round of the Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or Ready 2.0. The IEDC Board of Directors will vote to approve the regional allocations during a public meeting in Indianapolis this morning. 15 regions representing all 92 counties have submitted proposals for the $500 million program, which the state estimates will generate at least $3 billion in local public and private investment for quality of life, economic development, and workforce development projects. We'll have more on the allocation announcement in today's Inside Edge Midday Report newsletter and this afternoon's Inside Indiana Business Radio report. The River Ridge Commerce Center generated $2.93 billion in economic impact for Southern Indiana in 2023, up from more than $2.7 billion the previous year, according to a new report released Wednesday. The study, conducted by Indianapolis-based Policy Analytics, said the 6,000-acre business and office park in Jeffersonville and Charlestown also saw a year-over-year increase in private direct employment. River Ridge, which is home to some 80 companies, directly employed just over 12,000 people last year, but the report also credits the business park with supporting an additional 6,550 regional jobs. In 2023, the companies located at River Ridge generated $48.4 million in state and local tax revenue. Arizona-based Aravon Energy this week announced it has secured $352 million in financing for the development of a solar farm in Posey County. Set for completion in the first quarter of 2025, the Posey County solar project is expected to generate enough energy to power more than 25,000 homes. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Restaurant chain I Heart Mac and Cheese misrepresented the costs of opening and maintaining locations in violation of the Indiana Franchise Act. That's according to a complaint issued Tuesday by the Securities Division of the Secretary of State's office.
The administrative complaint was filed against parent company Mac and Cheese Franchise Operations, LLC. The Florida-based fast casual restaurant chain opened locations in Westfield, Indianapolis, and Elkhart in 2020 and 2021. These locations subsequently closed, and plans for restaurants in Avon, Plainfield, Mishawaka, and Goshen never materialized. In the Security Division complaint, the restaurant's parent company is accused of misleading franchisees with the prospect of low startup costs and minimal staffing needs to sell pre-made frozen food. Franchisees were provided an unprofitable business model that made it difficult to attract and retain employees, according to the complaint. In a 2022 financial disclosure document, the company indicated that between $276,000 and $755,000 was needed to open a restaurant. A $35,000 initial franchise fee was included in the projected costs. The financial disclosure document failed to mention prior lawsuits involving iHeart Mac and Cheese executives, and once open, struggling franchisees were threatened with lawsuits, according to the complaint. In 2023, the Indiana Securities Division issued a cease and desist order that revoked the parent company's registration and stopped its ability to open locations in the state. Eniola Lunge, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The Indiana Attorney General's Office filed a lawsuit Wednesday against 22 companies alleging that they knew the health risks and potential damages by so-called forever chemicals that they manufactured. The lawsuit was filed in Shelby County and accuses the companies of making the chemicals known as PFAS, which they knew could have a toxic impact on Indiana's drinking water and natural resources. PFAS are used in the making of nonstick cookware, stain-resistant carpets and clothing, and firefighting foam. Among the companies sued by the State are 3M and United Technologies Corporation. Attorney General Todd Rokita's 89-page lawsuit was filed in Shelby County because a 2022 site investigation at the Shelbyville Army Aviation Support Facility found that PFAS contamination was likely caused by the defendant's aqueous film-forming foam, a product used for firefighting training and emergency response. TechPoint CEO Ting Gudi is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.